It's the 2026 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, and this is 7 Second Delay, and that's the last time I'll say that, for a year. And joining us now from Canada, Andy Breckman. Welcome to your show. Andy Breckman. Hey, Andy. You were there a second ago. Oh, this is fantastic. Andy, you are muted yet again.
No, I wasn't. Wait.
There you go. Stop touching your microphone. And stop touching yourself. And turn off your camera.
You're asking an awful
Turn off your camera.
But why do I hear an echo?
Don't worry, because the echo will take care of itself.
When the theme song ends. When the theme song mercifully ends.
Maybe, yes.
Ken, is this the last time we're going to hear this theme song?
Well, this theme song, I was actually thinking that this theme song doesn't mention the name of the show. But the plan is to pick a new show title tonight.
Right.
And then have a new theme song.
Commission a new theme song. But Ken, what will the new show title be?
Well, listeners are supposed to nominate new show titles. Shall we go over the rules, how it works?
You mean listeners are going to nominate show titles that might embarrass us?
Correct.
Or be impractical?
Uh-huh. You remember we've done this a couple
or
of times.
Or be borderline offensive?
Exactly.
And we will be stuck with their suggestion?
Yeah. Have you turned into a robot?
No, but I have a terrible, terrible echo on this end of the Zoom call.
Okay.
Can you throw one of your switches or knobs?
Yeah, I will try.
Throw another switch.
Okay, I'm trying here. Hang on.
Not cool, man. It's very distracting.
Yeah. Well, let's see. There's a couple of...
May I suggest you throw every switch you see?
Echo cancellation high. Okay. How is that
Is
now?
That better?
Yeah. Is
no,
that better?
No, it's not better.
No? Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. These dress rehearsals are so important.
Yeah. Well,
do I have to live with this?
I think you do.
Okay.
But Zoom may eliminate it over time.
Do you mean over years?
No.
They
over minutes.
Website?
Over minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't you disconnect something?
not really.
I can't begin to tell you. By the end of this hour, I will be weeping, curled up in a corner. I'll live with it.
Let me put echo cancellation back on. Okay, let me try.
Hold on. There it is.
I did it?
Wait, that might be better.
Okay.
Well, it's garbled. But it's at least not echoing.
Okay, good. Live performance audio on. Okay, we are set. So let's go over the rules. People call us at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org, and they make a pledge of $75, and they give us the proposed title of the show, what we are going to call 7 Second Delay for the next 12 months. We'll be keeping a list. And you don't have to nominate. You can vote for somebody else's title, but it costs $75 to vote for a title. And every vote.
You mean if they vote for somebody else's title, they will double the chances of that title being selected?
Why, yes, that's correct, Andy.
Okay, my echo's back.
Sorry.
It's
worse than ever.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't deserve,
to have a non-echo.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
It really is.
It really is. No, I hear it too now.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Should I try to reconnect?
You better.
I can't do this.
He disconnected. Okay. All right. This is fantastic. Well, at least now I have a chance to go over the rules. So the phone number is 800-989-9368. And WFMU.org is the web address. To nominate a show, a show title, you pledge $75. To vote for a show title, you pledge $75. If you pledge,
there we go.
All right. Welcome back, Andy.
Thanks, man. I missed you.
Everything better now?
Not at all.
I'm gonna just live with it. It's funny.
Is it being broadcast as an echo?
Well, no, it's not. We don't hear the echo at all. Only you hear. Then that's good. Only you hear the echo.
Then what the hell? We're good.
Right. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Or was that the echo?
No, okay. That was me.
Okay.
So I have to first curse. Well, what should I do about the people who called last week to soak me?
Well, we want to thank them.
I can't use that word. I'm not going to thank them. I've decided to be mature and not to curse their names.
Oh, I think
wish them ill.
Okay, we could express our gratitude.
No, I won't go that far. I don't feel any gratitude toward people that took money out of my wallet.
Oh, but they helped.
I'm going to acknowledge that. I acknowledge your pledge.
They helped the radio station, though.
Well, they didn't know that. Did you tell them they were doing that?
Yeah.
And they pledged anyway?
Yeah.
You told them that it was going to benefit the WFMU.
Right. I think that's partly why they pledged.
And they're stupid.
They're not stupid. They're smart, intelligent people who wanted to help WFMU. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
We haven't had a single pledge yet.
Perfect. Everyone's sobered up.
Nobody has nominated.
Hey, you know, we have a great marathon premium this year.
Yes, we do.
I don't think we've ever had a better one.
No, it's a We Are the World style fundraising song. Full of all the best reasons to give to WFMU and featuring over 40 different WFMU DJs singing.
Yeah, we worked hard. We used 40 of your favorite disc jockeys as singers for our We Are the World song. The song is called We've Got Your Money. And we, as a special bonus, we did not invite all of the DJs that you hate. We only invited your favorite DJs.
Correct.
And can we play a little snippet, a little sample?
Yeah,
our song.
Yes, we did that last week too, but
I think it's pretty groovy. And we're going to send you not some sort of digital file. You're going to get an actual vinyl record.
Right.
A 10-inch vinyl record.
Can we give out the rules of tonight's renaming concept, though?
Oh, you mean first?
Yeah.
Also, I have a riddle.
We were in the middle of that.
Oh, sure. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, so if you pledge $75, you get to either nominate or vote on a show title, a new show title that we have to live with for the next 12 months. And if you pledge $150, for example, you can vote twice or nominate twice. Or you can have two slips in the pigeon head, the hat.
Or if you hear somebody else suggesting something that you take a fancy to, you can pledge $75 and double their chances.
Right.
We will put an identical slip in the hat. For example, Ken, what are some ideas that we rejected? I'm sorry, that did not get selected last time. Wait, what was the idea that we ended up using last time?
Well, the last time I believe it was called Dinner at Andy's.
Dinner at Andy's. That was our new title.
Yeah.
And we actually committed to that 100% and we commissioned a new theme song.
Right. We had a great theme
song.
So
if your suggestion is selected tonight, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it as a new theme song. You're going to hear it expressed every week as a new theme song, which we will commission.
Right. And before that, we called the show the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
What did that mean?
You don't know what that means?
That bothered me for a whole year.
Yeah. You know what it does.
So please call. What is our phone number, Kenny?
It's 800-989-9368. And Andy, we have our first nomination. The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy.
That's fantastic.
That's from Aaron in Minneapolis. Thank you, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that is seriously considered. Oh, my gosh. Maybe somebody should double that. We should also explain that Ken and I each have three vetoes in our pocket.
Right.
If we can't live with your idea, it will cost us $100 for each veto, but we can veto your idea. And if it's selected, we would go to the next non-vetoed idea. We would keep selecting candidates until we get one that hasn't been vetoed.
So as it stands right now, the show is going to be retitled The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy. Thank you, Aaron.
I do love the word, Aaron, you're a genius. I do love the word further in there. After 32 years, I think it's quite appropriate.
Jesse in Ocean, New Jersey. Thank you very much. Dana, who was part of the gender reveal that we did last year, says, thanks for the fun gender reveal, Dana, Alec, and baby girl, Elise.
Are you 100% sure it's a baby girl?
Yeah.
How can you be sure?
Well, there's no way to be sure. Gender is just a concept, Andy.
Wait, start over. Gender is what?
It's just a concept.
Huh.
It's
they're not sure.
It's a continuum.
Not sure yet.
Yeah, this is what they're saying today. Tomorrow might be a different story.
Yeah. Their child won't really lock in on what gender they are until they're in their early 30s.
Right.
That's been my experience.
Right. Hey.
From what I've seen of the FMU staff meetings.
Here we go. We have another nomination from listener Peter in Brooklyn. God's Whores.
Oh, no. Wait, that's going to be our name?
That could be our name. Right
now, there's going to be a theme song?
Yeah, right now there's two names in the hat. God's Whores.
Well, Ken, you're going to veto that.
The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy. No, I won't. I will not veto God's Whores.
You're not going to use one of your three vetoes?
No. Would you?
God's Whores is horrible.
I see what you're up to. You're trying to get me to use my vetoes so you don't have
You're going to have a show on your station called God's Whores.
Yes, for a year. I could live with that.
God, Kenny, no. Kenny, no.
But you have three vetoes.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend $100 after last week.
Oh, wait. Do we each have three vetoes?
We each have three.
We each have three. Oh, I see. So, all right. Great. Got it. Okay. Maddie Warwick is in the phone room. Matt, seems kind of quiet in there.
Yeah, it's a little quiet.
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey man, I'm not there. Of course, I'm calling this. I'm zooming in. But
I couldn't tell.
Love to know.
Wait a second. Who's this sitting next to me then?
I thought that was Andy.
Oh, I was wondering why he wasn't moving.
Oh, that's
Jesus,
probably.
This is weird.
I'm
probably my life size. Blow up Andy.
Oh my
doll.
God! Yeah, it's that thing from the bathroom. Oh my God!
That's where it went.
Wow.
Can you describe what Matt is wearing?
Yes, he's wearing a Prince T-shirt, and what era Prince is it? I'd say it's early era Prince.
Yeah, he has a mustache. So.
Yeah,
you know what I'm asking? It's binary. It's yes or no. Pants, yes or no?
I can't tell. I can't tell because he's sitting at a table, and I can't see below.
I know Wednesday is usually a pants day for Matt.
I can't see below the sternum. Yeah, Wednesday usually is a pants day, but it's Wednesday evening now.
Matt is full of surprises. 800-989-9368. Hey, I have a riddle this week.
Oh, yeah. What's the riddle?
And anyone that calls gets the answer to this riddle. The riddle is, why do some people hate WFMU the moment they hear it?
I don't know why.
Well, you'll find out at 7 o'clock.
Oh, and you can also call 800-989-9368 and pledge any amount. All the people in the phone room have the punchline to that riddle. Dan and Amy and Brian and Jack.
Oh, good. We have 12 or 13 phone room volunteers.
Well, good. Four. Yeah. It's not like the old
well,
days.
Well, that's well rationed. Yeah. Ken. Perfect plan. Hey, Ken, would you play a little bit? Would you play a little bit of our theme song? I'm sorry. Of our Marathon Premium. I'm very proud of it.
Yes. And
it's an original song. It's called We've Got Your Money. I wrote it myself. Ken and I sing leads on it, but we're backed up by over 40 of your favorite DJs and none of your least favorite DJs.
And these are just Andy's stand-in lyrics.
These are our lyrics. These are the real lyrics.
Well, that's not what you told me. You told me it was going to
I think you'll
very positive about giving money and supporting community radio and freeform radio.
No, I'm not one of your patsies, Ken. I speak truth to power.
You agreed to be a patsy, though.
No. I've changed my mind. Now I'm a truth to power guy.
I gave you a lantern.
If power has left the room.
I gave you a patsy lantern. You're going to have to
Let's hear a little bit of the song.
Okay, here's a bit of the song. So now instead of all your pride, you have this stupid 45. You should have listened to your spouse. Been a man and not a mouse. At least you didn't pledge the house. There's no one but yourself to blame.
Ow. Ooh. F you, it's right there in the name.
And close the door behind you. Bye.
Wow.
That's the last couple of verses.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Matt, what did you think of that?
I loved it. I was
Matthew.
I'm losing it over here.
That was great. That's a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't heard before. Don Fleming produced that. Scott Williams engineered.
Matt, you were all over that. You were one of our anchor voices.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten compensated for that.
No, you'll
at least you weren't soaked last week for thousands of dollars.
You'll be compensated, Matt. Hey, we're trying to pick a new show name, which we're going to live with for 12 months, the next 12 months. And here's a couple more suggestions from.
Oh, no.
Well, this is Jeff from the staff, so this doesn't count. But he says not the Fuzzy Glove Hour, so that's automatically vetoed because he's on staff. Alex in San Francisco says hi, Ken and Andy. Wow, that's nice.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Greg in California says thank you forever from Chico, California.
So they've pledged $75. They're getting a vinyl record, a copy of We've Got Your Money.
Yep. And they
featuring
also...
Featuring you and me and 40 DJs.
And we have a third suggestion now.
Okay.
No show tonight.
Oh, no!
I don't like...
Ken.
I don't like that one. I might have to use...
One of your vetoes?
Yeah, I might have to use one of my three vetoes for that one.
Why?
And
I think don't want that to be billboarded all night.
Right. And I don't want that.
I think it would be confusing.
Yeah, I don't want that on our website and everywhere it's saying, you know.
I think it's brilliant. Who suggested that?
That was David in Minneapolis.
Hats off, David. I salute you, sir. Thank you for your service.
Oh, because he found something that I need to veto.
Yeah, that
well, I'm not
you
saying I'm going to veto it yet. I might veto it. I got to see what else comes up.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
There's
we're
only
at 800-989-9368. You know what, Ken? It would make a fantastic theme song. We can commission a great theme song for No Show Tonight.
Yeah, but I don't.
But think how funny it is, Ken. No Show Tonight.
Yeah.
Featuring Ken and Andy. Come on.
It's too confusing.
Exactly.
It would lead people to think that there's no show tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A smaller audience.
So then people would go elsewhere. They would make alternative listening plans, you see.
And we'd be doing them the greatest favor of their lives.
That's not how I see it.
Okay. You can veto it.
We only have three ideas for a new show title, and we're almost halfway done here. $75 or more, and you get to nominate or vote on a show title. Okay, here's a few more, Andy.
800-989-9368.
See, Tom in California had a great idea, but it's not enough money. You have to pledge 75 or more. Tom, if you want to call back and pledge the balance, it has to be a total of $75.
And Tom, wait, let me make the argument for pledging $75.
Yes.
You get a vinyl copy of We've Got Your Money.
Right. 10-inch vinyl.
10-inch vinyl.
Tom wanted to call the show Excellence in Broadcasting.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Tom, you have to call back and pledge the
Featuring Ken and Andy. Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Timothy in Brooklyn, this one makes a cut. Friends Forever with BFFs Ken and Andy. That's a good one.
No, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, I like
no,
that
No,
that
one. Sounds like the lamest podcast. No, that sounds like a podcast that two women would host. I don't mean to be insulting, but I have to be honest. It sounds like a chick podcast.
I love it.
BFF. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
That title.
I'm not. It's not up to me. And Christopher Nanouet, a very generous pledge, but no suggestion. So we still only have four suggestions here and almost halfway done. $75 or more, and you get to vote or make a suggestion for what this show will call itself for the next 52 weeks. 7-second delay is no more. We've done this a couple of times before. The show
was called.
Yes,
we commit 100% to it.
The show.
We will commission a theme song.
Right. This show has been called the Fuzzy Glove Hour. It has been called the Happiness Hut. It has been called Dinner with Andy. And now tonight, between now and 7 o'clock, you get to decide.
We could end up calling it God's Whores.
God's Whores. Yeah. I like that one. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. Andy, by the way, where are you?
I'm right here.
Yeah. Are you in
Okay, you know my little
Toronto
hotel room?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the desk in the corner?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's where I am.
Oh, describe it to me.
It's a desk in the corner.
Yeah, what's the corner like? Right angles?
These are precious, precious seconds, Ken, that you're eating up. We're not getting this time back, Ken.
I do know that.
Okay.
Are you in Toronto or Montreal? That's what I want to know.
Please suggest a new title for our show.
Toronto or Montreal?
At the moment?
Yeah.
I don't want to say. I don't want anyone tracking me down.
Right. Somebody might go to a hotel in Montreal and find you. There's only one
Canada.
Or two hotels in Montreal. You have a 50% chance.
I'm going to say Canada.
Canada.
And I'm not even going to guarantee you that.
Okay. Here are the four ideas we have, and you can vote for one of these with a pledge of $75.
Yes. If you like one, if you don't want to write your own, but you want to double the chances of one of these.
Now, you know what an online community could do? For example, I don't know where we would find an online community that's paying attention right now. But if such a thing existed, those people on said fictitious, hypothetical online community, they could get together and decide on one name that they're all going to vote for. They could flood the ballot box, so to speak,
yes,
and almost guarantee what the name of the show were to be.
Well, the key word there is almost. There's no such thing as a lock if there's multiple choices.
No, but we've seen how strategic voting in a situation like this can work.
But each of those ballots cost $75. But it's $75 well spent.
Right.
For one thing, you're not soaking me, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I thank you for that.
And you also get our new 10-inch single.
You get our vinyl record. We've got your money. You want to hear another snippet from that, Ken?
Yeah, we heard the end of it. Let's hear the beginning of it. 800-989-9368. Here's the first half of We've Got Your Money, the 10-inch vinyl single that is our show premium for this marathon.
Written by me. Listen, I can't work with him. It's just his attitude. Can we just record this separately? I just can't be in the room. Fine. Okay, fine.
We're gonna thank you for your pledge.
FMU.
As soon as you climb off the ledge.
FMU.
We're grateful more than words can say.
You could increase it, by the way.
Your kids don't eat three meals a day.
FMU. We've got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
FMU.
We've got your money.
FMU is right there in our name.
We've got your money.
FMU.
Bumper sticker for your car.
FMU.
So folks know what a chump you are.
FMU.
Now Ken is gone and Andy too. They're on vacation in Peru.
Thanks to listeners like you.
FMU.
Why don't you get a tattoo, Jack?
FMU.
Have sucker printed on your back.
Bear in mind, these are just stand-in lyrics.
This is what you get, kids. This is what you're paying for.
The real lyrics are going to be very positive about supporting WFMU, community-based freeform radio.
That's not how we roll, Ken. We're known for our honesty.
Hey, thank you to Harry in South Pasadena, California. He says that I am the fifth best DJ on WFMU. I will take it, Harry. Phone number here, 800-989-9368. We're trying to decide a new title for 7 Second Delay. We have four possibilities. Here they are. The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy. That's number one. Number two.
I love that.
God's Whores. Number three, No Show Tonight. I hate that. And number four, Friends Forever with BFFs Ken and Andy.
That would drive me insane.
So you would veto that?
I would dread commissioning a theme song.
Would you actually pay $100 to veto that?
You know, I'm still stung from last week's soaking.
Okay.
I just can't bring myself to write you another check.
Missy in Sussex has another.
I think my eyes would start bleeding if I started writing you another check.
Oh, my God. We have a whole bunch of new ideas here. Oh, this is great.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, not cool.
Well, first of all, Cleo and Kimon from Berlin, Germany say lots of love from Berlin. Thank you, Cleo.
Thank you, guys.
And Missy in Sussex says, what with Andy working in Canada on his show, Ken will just be saying, welcome back, Andy, so much anyway. Just name the show Welcome Back, Andy.
Hey, there's something to that.
Yeah, it's like Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah, that's not the best. It's sort of stupid.
Yeah, and it might win.
Maybe I should veto that one. I hate that one.
Here we go. Michael in Highland Lakes has a suggestion. Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy.
That would be amazing. What a great theme song that would be. I feel like we should get the Kinks to sing this.
Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy.
Okay. Oh, my God. I want that theme song. I hope that wins.
Well, you could pledge to vote for it, too, Andy.
No, I'm not writing you any more money.
Oh, unless you veto something, and then it's $100 per veto. Oh, and Ewan from San Francisco has a great idea.
What?
The Devil's Whores.
Wait, which is worse, God's whores or the Devil's whores?
That's a good question.
Which could you live with?
I could live with both.
Which would you want to live with?
I could live with both.
They're both so interesting.
Yeah.
Like a good rabbi could deliver a great little sermon on the difference between the two.
Okay, here's another one. Oh, you're going to like this one.
I'll bet the Devil's whores will do anything for a discount rate also. Because they're the Devil's whores.
Right. They're not God's whores.
I'll bet God's whores won't kiss you on the lips.
Right. God's
whores. But the Devil's whores will.
You seem to know a lot about whores, Andy.
I know a lot about the Devil's whores.
Bobby in Wildwood.
Imagine Ken.
Yeah.
A whore trained by the Devil himself.
There's nothing they wouldn't do.
There's nothing they wouldn't do.
That's the kind of whore that will sit there and say, I will literally do anything you want.
And imagine if those whores hosted a weekly radio show. Oh, my God.
But we're, in fact, aging Jews.
Aging bald Jews.
Then you have the show. Here's another idea, Andy, from Bobby and Wildwood.
Okay.
Your dead mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because
it's a nod to an old billboard idea we had from a few years ago.
Wait, I have a dead mother.
Yeah, I have a dead mother, too.
Whose mother is more dead?
My mother is way more dead. My mother
died.
Dead
mother, why don't you veto that, Ken? We can't live with that.
I can live with that.
Wait, your dead mother every week?
Yeah.
With a new theme song?
Yep. Your dead mother, FMU. Your dead mother, FMU. Okay, Andrew in Chicago. Oh, God. Okay, this is the first.
Meanwhile, up in heaven, my sainted mother is listening to this show and tearing up.
No, I don't think so. Your mom had the funny kind of dementia, didn't she?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so she's
she
probably
wouldn't know
watching,
we're talking about her.
She's probably watching reruns of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
My mother's dementia was so severe.
Yeah.
She does not know she's dead.
I think somebody should break the news to her.
No.
Why?
We wonder. Because I want my birthday gifts every year.
Okay,
we're at 800-989-9368.
Andrew and family from
Chicago.
Andrew and family from Chicago, Illinois, voted to collectively support no show tonight. Which
no.
So there's two votes for that.
That is fantastic. Wait, what would you be willing to add featuring Ken and Andy?
Oh, God.
That makes it kind of funny.
Okay, here's one, Andy.
No show tonight.
Here's one for you, Andy.
Okay, no what.
Terrence in Burlington, Vermont, wants to call the show Iran is Our Friend.
You can't. Did they pay $75?
Yes. Iran. What's wrong with a show title that, you know, promotes peace? Peace in the Gulf.
Iran is our friend.
Iran is our friend.
It's roping you in there, too, with the word our. It's roping the whole damn station in.
Nice one, Terrence. We're trying to decide.
He didn't say Iran is Andy's friend. He said Iran is our friend. All right. Do you want to veto that, Ken?
I'm not choosing my vetoes yet.
All right, I'm going to veto that. You have $100 of my money.
Okay, make out a pledge card of $100 for Andy.
Oh, go to hell, all of you. Oh, you're well played, Friedman.
And Andy.
All right, put a V next to that name.
Yeah.
If that name is selected, we go to the next name.
Right.
800-989-9368.
Or Matt can just remove it.
Your damn listeners are finding new ways to soak me. That's what this is.
So you have two vetoes left. I have three vetoes left. Anne Marie.
If I use up, wait a minute, Ken,
yes.
They can be very strategic.
Yeah.
If I use up all my vetoes,
yes.
I won't be able to veto. Iran is our food.
Well, I could sell you a veto if I don't use my veto.
Sell me a veto.
Yeah, I would sell you a veto for $200.
This is an absolute nightmare. Oh, my God.
I want to make some profit on my veto if I'm going to sell it to you. All right, Anne Marie in Queens has a name suggestion. Some things considered.
Oh, that's great.
I love that one.
No, that's actually quite fitting, kind of witty.
All right, Tom called back. Remember Tom, who hadn't pledged enough? He has called back. He has now pledged enough, and he wants it called Excellence in Broadcasting.
That's fantastic.
You know what?
Although
that's
we can't live up to that name.
You know what that's a reference to, by the way?
It's one of the networks, I think. Wasn't it CBS?
No, it was Rush Limbaugh. It was Rush Limbaugh's own network, the EID.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah, okay.
The EID.
But how many
network.
People will know that reference?
Nobody.
Excellence in Broadcasting.
Excellence in Broadcasting.
I love it.
EIB. And Michael in Watertown, Mass, has a suggestion.
Oh, no, I'm scared. I've never been more frightened.
No, you might like this one. It's We've Got Your Money.
Oh, God. Oh, God, for the whole year?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the argument for that is we already have a theme song.
Yeah, but we can't play that theme song every week.
Yes, we can. It's a great song.
Yeah, but we're trying to give it away.
Let's hear a snippet of it again.
You can't get enough.
I am very proud of it. I don't say that about every marathon premium.
And you know what's amazing about it is that some of our DJs can actually sing. Really.
And we only selected your favorite DJs.
Right.
We disinvited all the DJs you hated.
Oh, yeah. Who did you disinvite? I can't remember. Who was it again?
All the DJs. Well, everyone on your list, and then I added a few more names of my own.
My list was very, very short.
Yeah, right.
All right. So $75, and you get to vote on one of these ideas or suggest your own. And, my daughter Daisy pledged.
Oh, no, I've never been more scared.
Your favorite uncles.
Oh, I love Daisy so much.
That's a good
favorite
one.
Favorite uncles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that sounds like the worst podcast ever conceived.
Worse than Friends Forever with BFFs Ken
and
Andy?
No, that's the worst. That's absolutely the worst.
All right, so I'm taking out Iran as our friend because you vetoed that one.
You don't have to take it out, but if it's picked, we'll just pick it.
Matt took it out of the hat already.
800-989-9368. Hey, everybody, also, everyone that pledges any amount gets the answer to this riddle.
Oh, yeah.
Why do some people hate WFMU the minute they hear it?
Well, I don't know anybody like that, but assuming what you're saying is true, why?
Well, you'll find out in a few minutes.
If you call 800-989-9368, then Dan and Amy and Brian and Jack all know the punchline. I don't know the punchline.
Well, you better, all right, you better not operate heavy machinery when I tell you.
You'll just
drive right off the road.
More of our WFMU We've Got Your Money song, which is automatically yours if you pledge $75 or more to this program.
No one but yourself to blame.
That's Bootsy.
FMU.
We've got your money.
FMU is right there in our name.
We've got your money.
FMU.
No idea. A synth solo.
Gonna feel just like a shrug.
FMU.
Tomorrow when you sober up.
Looks like you robbed the loser store.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
And that's pressed on a 10-inch vinyl record. Andy, is that my imagination, or did you rhyme schmuck with up?
I guess I did.
Yeah. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
That's how you do it.
The phone number here is 800-989-9368.
And what do we have, like 8 or 9 options now in the hat?
Something like that, yeah. I'm typing them up onto the website so people can see. The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy. God's Whore.
That's pretty great.
No Show Tonight.
That's pretty fantastic.
Friends Forever.
And No Show Tonight has double the odds.
That's right. There's two votes for No Shows Tonight. If only, like I was saying, if only there were an online community centered around WFMU, maybe this program that was happening right now where people could chat with one another freely. If only such a thing existed and those people organized and marshaled their efforts, they could sway this election. I'm just saying. Other ideas. Welcome back, Andy. Friends Forever with BFFs and Ken and Andy.
No, that's the worst.
Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and
Love
Andy.
That.
The Devil's Whores.
No, God, please no.
Your Dead Mother.
Oh, please no. Some
Things Considered.
That's pretty good.
Excellence in Broadcasting.
Okay.
We've Got Your Money.
Okay.
Your Favorite Uncles.
That's pretty good. I wonder what will win. I regret this so much.
We're about 15 minutes away. Still time to get your votes in.
800-989-9368.
And if there...
you get a copy of the... This is your last chance to get a vinyl copy of that record.
That's right. It is. We're only going to print up as many as we need to fulfill what's happened in these 2 weeks.
And then we're going to destroy the acetate and it'll become a collector's item.
Yes, it will.
Value will increase instantly.
Unless we turn it into the theme song,
that's true. Good point.
We've Got Your Money Wins, for example. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web pledge address. Very few nominations here. So
yeah.
the chance of your idea getting in is very good. I would say like a 1 in 10 chance, which is really
good. That's pretty
big.
Extraordinary.
1, 2, 3, 4. Only 12 ideas so far.
So your odds are 1 in 10. Exactly.
No, 1 in 12. It would be 1 in 12.
Oh, I see. I see how you're doing the math.
Right.
800-989-9368. To me, the big appeal is we're going to commission a theme song, not just rename the show, but a theme song based on your idea.
Right. Oh, how
based
exciting.
On some underemployed loser musician.
No.
Who's that's who will probably.
Not at all. No, that's not true. Don't
who
say that.
Who will we commission?
A successful working musician.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Wink, wink. We're winking at each other, right, Ken?
Yeah. So Andy,
one of our successful listeners.
Which hotel are you at in Toronto?
You know, I honestly can't remember.
You're not even sure?
I know it has a desk in the corner, if that helps at all.
That narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah. 800-989-9368. Hey, today's riddle.
Yes.
Why do some people hate WFMU the minute they hear it?
It's a hypothetical riddle because nobody hates WFMU the minute they hear it. But there is a punchline.
The world is overflowing with people that have sampled your radio station and have never returned.
I've never spoken to one of those people.
There are 8 billion people on the planet. How many people listen to your rinky-dink little operation?
You talk about these people all the time, but I've never met one. WFMU.org is the web pledge address, 800-989-9368. Thank you.
So we have 12 candidates in the running.
All of you generous people who pledged to soak Andy last week, thank you so much.
But
we know there's some people who weren't around last week, and we're aiming tonight's show at them. In the hope that you can give us a new show title for the next 52 weeks, we will commission a new theme song, and we will call the show One of These 12 Ideas, The Further Adventures of Honest Andy and Radio Boy, God's Whores, No Show Tonight, Friends Forever with BFFs Ken and Andy.
Oh, God.
All right, we're coming to the end. I am going to employ my first veto.
I can imagine.
I am vetoing No Show Tonight.
Okay, you've got to veto it twice.
Huh?
That's $200.
What?
It was nominated twice, buddy.
Screw
you can veto
that.
One of them.
Oh, I see. I see your.
Yeah, why don't you veto one
logic.
Of them? Let the other survive. Throw the little fish back in the lake.
No thanks.
You're vetoing both.
Nope, I'm not going to veto either.
Okay, that'll be the name of the show.
I'm going to
trust the Lord.
I'm going to trust God's whores.
God's whores have never let you down.
No, they haven't.
Hey, that'll be our theme song if it wins.
They've always been there for me.
God's whores have never let you down.
Saying Ken.
On call 24/7.
Ken, God's whores. Anytime you need us, Ken, we're there for you.
God's whores.
800-989-9368. WFMU.
I'm so scared. What is our new name going to be?
So you've already used one of your vetoes. I haven't used either of my vetoes.
Well, you have three.
Yeah, and none of them.
Oh, boy, were we optimistic about how many submissions we'd get.
Yeah.
We gave each other three vetoes.
I know. Well, there's a couple of ideas coming in now. 800-989-9368. We only have 12 minutes to go. Oh, man.
Maybe these callers are doubling down on some of the existing submissions.
I'm really wondering whether that hypothetical online community I was speculating about might, be able to organize itself. Okay.
What the hell are you talking about? What are you babbling about?
Oh, my God.
Man?
Oh, my God. Chris what? From Ridgewood.
Yes.
A very generous pledge. And
oh, thank you, Chris.
Voting twice.
Okay.
For Best Friends Forever.
No, no.
Which now means that has three votes. Best Friends Forever with BFF's Ken and Andy has three votes. Well done, Chris.
No, that is by far the lamest of the ideas.
Oh, man. And Hillary in Highland Lakes is pledging to vote for Well-Dressed Dandies. Well-dressed,
okay, that doubles the odds of that.
Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies.
Oh,
with
God,
Ken
that's
and
embarrassing, too.
Yeah. 800-989-9368.
There are precious few submissions that are not embarrassing.
10 minutes to go. 10 minutes to go here. This is the 2026.
Ken, use a veto. Use a veto on BFFs.
No, I like BFFs.
Oh, God, no.
You know why?
It's the lamest.
It sounds like a foodie podcast.
It sounds like a chick podcast that has 80 listeners.
No. A foodie.
Oh, it does.
It sounds like a foodie podcast.
Best Friends Forever. Where they
discuss, London broil and things like that. 800-989-9368. 12 ideas in the hat.
I'm going to veto one other one.
Oh, are you? Okay. Go ahead.
Well, no. Now I'm afraid. I don't want to use them all up. I have to play strategically.
Yeah, you have two vetoes left. I have three. I can live with any of these. I can even live with no show tonight. I can. You know why?
Yeah, because who cares who listens? It doesn't matter.
Right. It's kind of liberating. It's liberating.
It yeah. It's like a fart in a dust storm. It just doesn't matter.
A fart in a dust storm.
Oh, that's a good title.
Anybody want to suggest fart in a dust storm? Or eight? No, it has to be a fart in a dust storm.
Two farts in a dust storm.
All right. Vicky from Garwood, another entry. You won't regret it with Ken and Andy. That's a good one.
That's kind of a good one. It's kind of confusing. I guess it's cute. Yeah. I'd like to hear the theme song.
You won't regret it, FMU.
That's the only melody we have the rights to.
And here we go.
It is a melody I've used like 8 times in my life.
Josh in West Orange.
That's not my Josh.
Not your Josh, no, unless he moved to West Orange, has a show title, Petulance in Broadcasting.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. Somebody should double that up. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Josh.
So that's on the list. I'm going to stop keeping these lists up because
800-989-9368.
Running out of time. Okay, Steve in Brooklyn wants to call the show Your Tax Dollars at Work. That's in the hat.
That's great.
I don't have time to continue to type the list up.
Hey, wouldn't that be a great theme song, by the way?
What? Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Bob Seger song.
I have a perfect melody for it. Your tax dollars are at work.
You don't mean a melody. You mean the melody.
Oh, yeah, the best melody in the world. President Pam from San Mateo.
Our once and future king.
And she wants to call the show, I Have a Crush on Pam. With Ken and Andy.
Genius. It's why I love her.
Christine with a suggestion, but unfortunately it falls below the $75 threshold.
Christine, call back. Make the grade.
Jeanette in Dingman's Ferry. Oh, yeah. Go Dingman's Ferry. Love your bridge. Love your falls. Joseph in Alabama. Yes. Okay. If qualified, and you are qualified, Joseph, he would like to get a copy of our 10-inch record, We've Got Your Money. You got it, Joseph.
You got it, Joseph. Hey, and if you have a title to suggest, 800-989.
Here's another suggestion.
You have another few minutes.
This is a variation on Daisy's idea. Neil in Sparta wants to call it Your Funny Uncles.
Oh, that's so lame. I would be very embarrassed for the whole year. That's probably what they wanted.
Christopher, you got to call back and pledge more. That's a good idea. A well-respected show with Ken and Andy, but that doesn't go into the hat because it's
oh, he's a Kings fan. I love it. 800-989-9368. $75 to get your suggested name for our show.
President Pam has a new dictate.
Okay.
She is our president, and she says that if a show name has multiple votes, it cannot be vetoed. That seems reasonable.
It does?
Well, I'm certainly not paying to ban the one I want to ban because it's just too expensive.
There's $200.
Other shows here that I want to support. You know, we have lots of great programs.
Why don't you spend $75, Ken, and double up of the odds of one of your favorite shows?
No, I'd rather just let the, you know.
Let God's horse
decide.
Way.
Yeah.
800-989-9368. You only have a few more minutes if you have an idea.
Okay. Bruce in Seaside, California has two ideas. Did you write down both of them? We have Go to Hell, Andy. Yeah. Okay. That's his idea. Go to Hell, Andy.
Go to Hell, Andy as our title?
Yeah. Go to Hell, Andy with Andy and Ken.
Go to Hell, Andy featuring Andy.
Yeah.
That's borderline. Oh, and
we are running out of time. 800-989-9368. Let's call this the last call. Last call for show titles. 800-989-9368. Huh. I'm awfully surprised that a hypothetical online community didn't organize itself and throw all their collective weight behind one idea, thereby tipping the scales towards that idea.
I don't know what you're referring to, but it sounds like you do know what you're referring to.
Yeah, I know what I'm referring to. The chat
you're
board.
You're very cryptic.
The chat board, Andy.
You're very cryptic.
The chat board, Andy.
Yeah.
Those people on the chat board, they could have organized themselves. And they could have decided.
Whatever makes you happy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the punchline to my riddle.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the riddle.
The riddle again. It's a hypothetical.
Why do some people hate WFMU the moment they hear it?
There are no
such
people.
And the answer is?
But the answer is?
To save time.
I don't get it.
I know you don't, Kenny. That's why I love you, buddy.
800-989-9368. No, it's okay, because I like jokes that need to be explained. Those are the funniest kinds of jokes.
That's why I'm here, buddy.
Yeah.
32 years.
You laugh when you hear the setup. And then you pretend to laugh when you hear the punchline.
And then you laugh when you hear the explanation.
Yes. It's like a triple laugher. 800-989-9368. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This is 7 Second Delay. We are about to choose the name of the show for the next 52 weeks.
Oh, God. What do we have, like 20-some?
Something like that.
Here?
Vincent in Colorado, his idea is Two Flattened Fauna. Do you know what
does that mean?
You know
that's
what,
gonna win.
You know what?
Guaranteed.
Fauna
it's a fuzzy
is
Fuzzy Glove album. We're all over again.
Fauna is what? Plant life?
Yeah.
Is that the worst idea I've ever heard?
Two.
I can't live with that.
Two flattened fauna. Oh, and
no,
my wife.
I veto that. Veto.
You're vetoing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Two flat. Make up another card or change Andy's card to $200.
Oh, God. That's his all second right, I owe you veto. $200.
That's his second veto. And my wonderful wife, Hank, is nominating at the last second. We Love the Eagles show. The We Love the Eagles show.
Hank, thank you. We Love the Eagles.
And then we have to have an Eagles-based theme song.
Yeah. It sounds like a Sirius FM dedicated station.
Oh, remember when I said last call was a couple of minutes ago?
Yeah.
I was just kidding. Last call is now. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. 21 Lounge with Don Fleming coming up with his co-host, Ira the K.
Don Fleming and Scott are my new heroes. They did such a great job.
All right, Matt, come on in.
All right, I'm coming up.
Come Jeremiah, on in. Thank you for a great year.
And yes, thank you,
President
Jeremiah.
President Pam, thank you for a great year. And we're picking a new name.
Looking for the old, here we go.
Why don't you paint us a picture, Ken? Is there literally a hat in your hand?
It's a pigeon head.
Okay, but really mix them up, Ken. Make it a legitimately random drawing.
Ruth is documenting.
Mix them up.
Ruth is documenting the moment.
Big
Matty Warwick is mixing them up. There's lots of witnesses. I'm closing my eyes. Andy, I'm reaching in.
Oh, God, help us.
I've got one.
Oh, God.
Yes! Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy.
Okay. Then that's our name?
That's our name.
Okay.
I couldn't be happier.
Months. I'm taking 12 months off. I just decided.
Well-dressed fancy dandies. Get it, Ruth, get a pick.
We're not just... Remember, kids, we're not just dandies.
We're well-dressed fancy dandies. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
And if you are
if somebody wants to start thinking about a theme song...
Yes, if you're a musician, let us know if you would like to record the new theme song. And thanks again, everybody who called tonight, or especially the people who soaked Andy last week. Thank you. Special thank you. And to everybody...
I want to just end with saying we've got your money.
And thank you, Matt Warwick, for helping us out 2 weeks in a row.
No problem.
And Andy, we're kind of doing a new show next week. I'll see you Sunday night at the finale.
That's right. I'll be there at the finale, and then
you got a whole bunch of breathalyzer tests, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be at the big party, at the show ending party with my breathalyzer.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming and Ira the K.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why.
Thank you.
Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Once again, we'd like to say good evening and welcome to the Deep Jigger Bar, the center of attraction here at Walker's Key in the Bahamas. Yours truly, Richie Van, entertaining for your listening and dancing pleasure. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your evening with us. And if you have any requests, and I know them, I'd be very happy to play them for you. And if you care to stay in our little corner of the world, we can hide away in our little corner of the world. We always knew that we'd find someone like you and you and you. So welcome to our little corner of the world. Thank you very much, gang. You've been a very beautiful audience this evening, and I would like to close by dedicating this particular number to all of you lovely people here this evening, and also to my many friends that I have entertained in several cities throughout the United States. I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow, waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind, her kisses told me I had no loving arms to hold me. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up. Lonely is a man without love. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart. He's a man without love. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up, knowing that it's cloudy above. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart out, lonely as a man without love. I cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say, I can't stop myself from crying. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up. Lonely as a man without love. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart out. Lonely as a man without love. Oh, every day I wake up, then I start to break up, knowing that it's cloudy above. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart out. Lonely as a man.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Don. I'm so excited to hear Do You Know the Way to San Jose on site. What a change of pace.
I know. So, yeah, just quickly do a back announce here. What we just heard started this set, as usual, with Don Hayes with his Mr. Lucky theme. And then we heard another record on Art Records out of Fort Lauderdale by Richie Van. Where he did My Little Corner of the World and Lonely as a Man Without